Intermittent fasting is something that you should try at least once. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Get started now. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and you're listening to the 26th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. I'm trying intermittent fasting. Some benefits are amazing. During lockdown, due to COVID, I noticed that I started to slip into the habit of eating anything at any time. It was hard to control by just using the willpower. A donut in the refrigerator isn't healthy to eat, isn't a solid enough argument to prevent me from having it. But I know one thing very clearly, that if I put some restrictions based on time, then it simply works. So on 2nd November 2020, I started intermittent fasting. I decided to try for 60 days. If my maths is correct, then it will go till 31st December. Is that the only reason to do intermittent fasting? Well, that's the reason for me to get started, just like need to get out of the office chair for the reason for me to get started with strength training. But now there are many different reasons for which I go to the gym. So yeah, I don't know what all the benefits I'm going to feel over the course of 60 days. You might be thinking, what is the day like? Well, generally people do 16 to 18 hour or split, which means 16 hours of fasting and then 8 hours of feeding window. But I am taking it to the extreme. I am doing 20 to 4 hour split. It was daunting initially and I was skeptical about it. The first day I was worried that after the morning workout I'm going to feel nauseating or just won't be able to do it. But to my surprise, the only thing that I felt was a bit of hunger, considering the fact that on day zero, I didn't consume a lot of food. On the first day till about 3 p.m., hunger was manageable, but the next 2 hours were tough. At 5 p.m., I started cooking 6 eggs and some veggies, and I started eating. My hands were trembling and I ate like an animal. Those 6 large eggs felt like starters. And then there began my feeding time. I kept eating till 9 p.m. Surprisingly, the next day, I felt full till 1 to 2 p.m. And only after that, I started feeling a little bit hungry. It's funny how fast our bodies adapt if we are ready to take the initial pain. Benefits that I felt in first 13 days were... One interesting benefit that I felt on the first day itself was the fact that stacking all the meals in one window, and that too in the later part of the day, helps me prioritize all the mentally taxing activities like work, personal projects, and learning to play guitar without breaking a flow. I know food is really important, but hey, food doesn't require too much of a brain to eat. And it also makes you feel connected to your hunter-gatherer ancestors who didn't eat for a lot of hours until they found their next dinner. Even the boring homemade food tastes delicious now. It's something about hunger that does this. And weirdly, being hungry feels better than being full. And the reason why I started intermittent fasting in the first place, that is to stop munching all the time, well, it went away. I do get the temptation to eat snacks, but then I realize that I can have them if I want, but during 5 to 9 p.m. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast, because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is D-O-T-C-O-M, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.